The holiday shopping season got underway officially the day after Thanksgiving, known as Black Friday. Stores opened early and have been crowded ever since. But as NPR's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, retailers do not expect record holiday sales.
Total is $10.49.
The cash registers are humming steadily this weekend at this Target store in suburban Maryland. The store opened early on Black Friday. When the doors swung open at 6 a.m., 60 to 70 people were in line, waiting for deals on DVDs, TVs, cameras, and toys. But the store's assistant manager, Alfred Jackson, says the bargains his customers are snapping up aren't doing much for the store's bottom line.
Well, overall, we will do better than last year, but it will not be outstanding or spectacular due to, I think, a lot of the concerns of a lot of people. They're not going to spend as much due to economic reasons, gas prices, just they're not spending as much.
Walmart has slashed its holiday sales expectations. Just a week ago, Walmart said November sales at stores open for at least a year would be up 2 to 4%. Now, Walmart is expecting an increase of less than 1%, reporting that customer traffic fell toward the end of the Thanksgiving holiday week. The limited sales expectations extend to higher-end retailers.
Thank you. And do you have any coupons today?
That's the 40 off, isn't it? Yeah, Marty, do you have the coupons?
At the Hex department store in Bethesda, Maryland, Ruth Baum struggles to shop on a budget much smaller than last year's. Her husband is retiring, and she says there's too much economic uncertainty right now to splurge.
Our investments have dwindled considerably. And in addition to that, the inflated prices of gasoline and merchandise, for that matter, has made a big difference. And it will make it more difficult for us to spend more money this year than we did last year.
Store manager Richard LaCours says even if his customers do cut back a bit, he's still expecting strong holiday sales. LaCours can track sales hour by hour on the computer at his desk. The numbers looked great on Black Friday, on target with national expectations.
From what I've read, and the National Retail Federation has been pretty consistent in saying that they expect a 4.5% increase this year over last. And based on Friday's results, here in the store and for the company in total, we feel pretty strong that we will be able to at least meet that, if not exceed it.
The LaCours store would have to boost sales over 4.5% to exceed last year's nationwide increase of about 5%. It's an open question whether consumers will cooperate. Some who said they'd spend more this year still wanted bargains. And then there's Ian, who wouldn't give his last name. He's a retailer's nightmare. Ian plans to slash his holiday spending by two-thirds.
It's not because I'm worried about the economy. It's not because I'm trying to get things on sale to save money, even really. It's simply that I think that we have too many things.
Retailers couldn't solve that problem even if they gave things away. Nancy Marshall-Genzer, NPR News.